and I'm speaking with
Mei Ling Mac.
And Mei Ling, what is going on here tonight?
Well, basically, we have the guys at All Seer that decided to go ahead and throw this party just during Linux World, so all of the geeks would be around that already know about this and need to support. So what better way to raise money than throw a party and just take donations? Because most everyone here, well, everyone that's here actually, feels that this is a good cause. And so they come in and make their donations to help get Dimitri some legal funding to help his lawyers out to get him out of the trouble that he's in now, which is completely unjustified. And the reason I'm here is because I don't have any money to give, so I have to give my time. I have to give something because I don't think it's right what they've done to him, and time is the only thing I have to give.
Where can people send money?
You check EFF.org, and there should be a list on there where you can send money, where you can go to rallies, make donations, you buy t-shirts that send the donation to the EFF. EFF takes money, and the address to Dimitri's Defense Fund should be on the EFF site.
It's the Dimitri Defense Fund in care of Dwayne Morris and Heckscher LLP. That's 100 Spear Street, Suite 1500, San Francisco, California, 94105, USA. And could you say Dimitri's name for me?
My Russian's not that great, so Dmitry Skirov.
Okay.
I think Skirov is the correct pronunciation, but my Russian is really poor. I only took it for a month or two.
What is All Seer refer to?
All Seer? It's the company that sponsored this. It's an open source company working on some things. They're not quite ready to announce what they're working on yet.
Mystery company with support for Dimitri.
Yes. It's run by Henry Poole. Henry used to be the CEO of Mandrake. So if you want to know more about All Seer, you have to ask Henry.
What do you know about the case specific?
About the case itself?
Yeah.
Well, I know everything that's been written about it, and I read the indictments and stuff. It's a crazy case.
And how would you, if for folks that don't know what the Dimitri case is, how could you explain that?
Okay, well, it's a young Russian programmer who wrote some code that took an Adobe ebook and converted it to PDF. And PDF is another format that's... One of the main reasons he did it was that so blind people could actually listen to the book being read. There is no software that can read an ebook and orally present it to somebody, but you can read a PDF file and have an oral thing going. So he wanted to convert it. Then his company that he worked for turned this into a product. So now you have a product that can convert an ebook to a different format. And the big mistake apparently they made was that they sold this software in the US. They didn't sell very much. They only sold a few copies in the US. Then Dimitri came to the US and talked about the programming behind converting ebook to non-ebook format. And he was quite critical of Adobe because it was very easy to convert, and Adobe had been advertising this is an encrypted format that protects publishers' rights and everything, and it was a very, very weak encryption. So it annoyed Adobe, and Adobe complained to the FBI saying, hey, this guy, he has broken the law, arrest him. The FBI arrested him. Right after Dimitri's talk in Las Vegas, he walked out of his talk. The FBI grabbed him, threw him in jail. Adobe later backed down and said, sorry, we didn't mean for it to go this far, blah, blah, blah. But now it's a federal case against Dimitri. As far as I know, they just informed the FBI that Dimitri was coming to give a speech at the DEF CON conference in Las Vegas. And they informed them that he had done something that is against the DMCA, and that's a federal law, so the FBI was obligated to arrest him. Other than that, I don't know what else went on between Adobe and the FBI. The big problem is that his company sold the software in the US. So, and I mean, according to the DMCA, software that is specifically there to break encryption that protects copyright, that's illegal. And that's, I mean, the software can be used for other things. The software can be used for very legal things that you don't just break the copyright to distribute, redistribute this thing. It's just you convert it to some other format, like a blind user. A blind user who buys an ebook cannot read the ebook. He has to convert it to a different format in order to get anything out of it, and he would need this software to do that. That's just protecting your own copyright law, that you have the right to make a copy of something that, of your property. So I find the whole charge absurd, and the whole law is absurd. The DMCA law is absurd. I mean, this should be a civil matter at most. Turning copyright law into a criminal matter is crazy, as far as I'm concerned. It's contract law. I'm not an American, so it's not my government, that's for sure. And I will probably leave the country soon, actually, because this is getting crazy. I have written a lot of software, and I now to go back and I look at some of the things I've done to see, have I written something that might piss off a company enough to go after me? And maybe a few things I have done could piss off someone enough. So I'm a little bit worried. Friends of mine are worried. As far as international treaties, I don't really know. I have no idea. I'm not sure what treaties the Americans have signed and what they haven't signed. I'm from Denmark. I'm a European.
So who am I speaking with?
My name is Rasmus Lerdorf.
And how did you get involved in the event tonight with Dimitri?
Well, I've been an open source developer for years and years. I wrote parts of the Apache web server, and I wrote the PHP scripting language. So I've been writing stuff for a long, long time. And I'm involved because this affects me. This affects my ability to travel in the U.S., give talks in the U.S. I give a lot of talks. I've given 10 this month already. I mean, gave 2 talks at Linux World. And I'm afraid that I show up at one of these talks and the FBI is waiting for me outside the door. That sucks. I don't know. Sounds like the 1960s in Mississippi or something. It's crazy. It's so backwards. It's amazing. 25 years in jail for breaking a license. I don't know.